This is one poem only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we gather the week's poems and listen once more. The day after. The birds careen at the same place in the sky. I wonder if we should tell them the mess we made. So they can move on to something useful. So they can take a break as omen bearers. The tragedies keep piling up. I pass a nest high in the tree. It's been there all this time. Concealed by leaves. The sparseness of winter uncovers what we believe is hidden. We retrace our footsteps in the snow, trying to unravel the path forward. But all is confusion as we cross and recross our steps. How to glide through the crisp morning air with no wing beats to meter our journey. By Maggie Devers. Human Nature. My fingertips feel the texture of a rose petal. Silken, yes, but silken with the hush of something already dying. Soft as sin, velvet against the finger. A whisper that resists and surrenders all at once. Cool at first, like a lover's indifference, then quick to the warmth beneath the weight of touch. By Lynn L. This poem was originally published in the Raven Review, Museum of Mourning. Ocean of silent, aching desires, drowned before even taking form, guiltless, carried to the pyre, snuffed and swallowed, not yet born. O lulling waves of strangled dreams, why do you refuse to die? Trying even now to be heard, be seen from below the depths wherein you lie. With your unclosing eyes full of blame, every gurgled breath you heave ties me a knot born of your pain. You wish to take me as you leave. You, every dream never dared dreamt, a drop in this vast cemetery. Your revenge is your lament, a cruel memoir of what I've buried. Sharp-edged guilt, bleeding grief, your torment is mine to keep. Unintended sweet deceit, my regrets are your motifs. Is this your oath? Either drive me mad or kill us both. Perhaps it is a fitting end, succumbing to these rooted wounds, that I will, you will never mend, turning inside out, self-exhumed. Quiet rage, quiet torment, undeclared indictment. Punishment for what I've done. A dictated requisite crime. To be forever on the run. For a choice that wasn't mine. By Maria Corcoran. The house with my name carved into its teeth. Executive dysfunction is a kind of haunting, but not the pretty kind. Not the candlelit ghost girl floating through the hallway. No. This thing is a beast. With my name carved into its teeth. Every morning I awake to a body that forgets me, a body that misplaces its own pulse, a body that drops intention like a strip of clothing before the lover even arrives. My hands, God, my hands, they go spectral on me. I reach for the task and the task slips through like a secret I'm not trusted with. I reach for the day and the day folds shut like a trapdoor, and I fall through myself, again, again, again. People say, just start, as if I am not wrestling a monster in the foyer of my own life, as if the staircase is not rearranging itself the moment I look away, as if time hasn't been taunting me like a cruel ex who knows exactly where my soft skin lives. My to-do list is a fucked-up funhouse mirror. Every item shows me the version of me I should have been by now. I stare at her, mouth full of apology, spine full of fire, and I want her just once to step out of the mirror and stop pretending she's possible. I lose hours like lovers I was too wild to keep. I lose whole afternoons the way some people lose religion, sudden, violent. A kind of holy grief, and yes, there is shame. The thick, wet kind. The kind that grows mold if you don't drag it out into the sun and scream at it until it dissolves. But don't mistake me. I am not asking for rescue. I am not writing a tender poem about learning to love myself in a haunted house. I am telling you, I am renovating this bitch with my bare hands and my broken rhythms and my stubborn, feral hope. I am ripping down the rooms that taught me to disappear. I am tearing up the floorboards where the shame slept. I am oiling the hinges with my own sweat until the doors swing open like they've been waiting their whole lives to let me through. Tonight I stand inside the ruin and I say, I am done being hunted by my own mind. I am done apologizing to the ghosts I did not invite. I am done calling this survival when what I want is a life. And somewhere, beneath the rubble, beneath the monster's breath, beneath the chaos of a body that won't hold still, I hear a heartbeat. Mine. Still animal. Still stubborn. Still learning to roar. By Tess Ezzie. Still something. I stopped praying long ago. The gods grew tired of my voice, or maybe I just grew tired of asking for things that never came. My wallet's thin, my dreams thinner, a handful of words no one cared to read. Even my parents' eyes look at me like unfinished work, a draft they wish they could rewrite. And love, she always leaves before the song begins. I've learned the sound of silence that follows a maybe next time. But sometimes, in the middle of all that noise, a small thought hums that maybe I'm still here for a reason I don't yet know. Maybe the words I failed to write are still forming inside me. Maybe faith is not about believing in God, but believing that the broken can still be beautiful. And maybe one day, someone will see me not as a failure, but as a boy who kept trying to love the world, even when it forgot his name. By Audie. This town. This town knows many ways of moving. Some rush, some pause, some stop and start again. All of them count. I walk these streets with a body that does not follow the expected map. Some days it cooperates. Some days it asks for patience I'm still learning how to give. This ability lives quietly here, in waiting, in adapting, in choosing rest without permission, in knowing limits without shame. There are doors that open easily and others that don't notice you at all. There are systems built for speed and people built for survival instead. I have learned that strength is rarely loud. It looks like showing up anyway. It looks like leaving early. It looks like staying home and choosing to keep going tomorrow. This place holds all of it, the visible, the hidden, the misunderstood. Bodies that ache, minds that work differently. Lives that don't fit tidy explanations. I am not here to overcome anything. I am here to exist, to take space, to move at the pace my body allows, without needing to justify it. And this town, with its noise and quiet corners, its imperfections and familiar streets, keeps making room for people like me. Not because we are exceptional, but because we are part of it. By Macy Williams. Central Park at dusk. Buildings above the leafless trees loom high as castles in a dream, while one by one the lamps come out to thread the twilight with a gleam. There is no sign of leaf or bud. A hush is over everything. Silent as women wait for love, the world is waiting for the spring. By Sarah Teasdale. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.